Flyers looking to respond. Oh! Campbell just destroyed Umberger.
A warm hug from Campbell. Oh,
let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
It seems like just yesterday, a young kid with red hair and a bright smile came to Chicago. Lit it up, won that first championship in 2010. One of the fastest defensemen ever. It kind of reminded me of me on skates, to be honest with you.
Kind of did.
And went away for a bit, came back, ambassador with the Hawks, and now one of their big shot administrators and a fan favorite. And my old pal, Brian Campbell. Soup, good morning.
Hey, you forgot about me, Steve.
Never. Wouldn't happen. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm really good. Just enjoying everything and wait for the Hawks to get back home so we can watch some more hockey here.
You know, I was thinking about you the other day because I was watching the Springsteen thing on Netflix, and Springsteen was talking about, I sing a lot of songs about guys in factories, and I've never been in a factory, and I think a lot of songs about guys who work 9 to 5. I've never worked 9 to 5 until this, and I don't like it much. And I was thinking about you because you went from professional athlete for 16, 17, 18 years, whatever it was, you're not working 9 to 5. I mean, who are you kidding? But you're in that that suit wearing setting, and I just want to give you a compliment, man. I think you've adapted well to the real world.
Yeah, it's been good. You know what? I learn a lot. I listen to people and try to pick some brains, and I think it's been good. In the Blackhawks, obviously, we got a lot of good minds in the organization to learn from.
Let's talk about what's important. How are your kids?
Kids are good. Cole just turned 1 yesterday.
What?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You should ID him because that cannot be true.
I know. He's if you see him, you'll know that he's at least 1.
So wow.
He's a good little size, and the girls are good. They're figure skating now.
No just hockey. Like their dad.
Yeah, right. They don't want to play hockey, so that's fine. So they got the figure skates now, and they're enjoying that and doing their little thing. So it's fun to take them to that.
Did you have a cool moment with them? Like, did they ever look at you and go, Dad, do you know how to skate?
Well, we like, when I take them out, if we go public skating, I make them, they have to skate, and then we do daddy skate. So, obviously, daddy skates is picking them up and whizzing them around the ice a little bit.
Ah,
so
good times. And I bet Mom is thrilled about that. Brian, slow down!
Exactly. No, she's good about it, so...
We'll get them. Glad to hear. All right, now let's get on with this hockey question. This team is going to kill me. Soup, this team is going to kill me. I can't take any more overtime losses. Look, if you take the other game, the game the other night is an anomaly. Just a weird, bad night with it happened to have 13 goals in the mix, and we come up on the short end 8-5. We know there's talent on this team, and I said this to Dave, and Dave and I were agreeing about this the other day. I don't know who we're talking to, Dave, but if you took the stats of DeBrincat, Kane and Taves back in October, and you said this is what they're going to be at, this is their stat line in mid-January, you'd go, we're in first place.
I think we said it to Jeremy Colleton, actually.
That's what it was. We were saying it to Coach. We'd say they were in first place. Yeah. That's what's so weird about this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, those guys have definitely, you know, I think you look at Kaner, he's been producing pretty regularly on every night, and DeBrincat's been good, and Johnny's obviously bouncing back to what he wants to be, and I don't know. It's funny. It's a game that you have to be so consistent in, you know. And it's not just three guys; it's the whole team. So, you know, it definitely is for a fan. You seem to be a little frustrated at times and wondering. I think even that is, you know, I'm watching the games and you're like, okay, you know, they look extremely, extremely good on some nights, and then the other nights they find a way to either lose games or not get the job done. So, I don't know. You do like the way they've played over the last couple months.
Yep.
They've beaten some really good teams. You know, it's just, I think, you know, it's a commitment by everybody, and maybe a little bit even more secondary options to come through and score that big goal you know, in a 2-2 game, yep, and not just rely on Kane and Taves and DeBrincat.
Brian, take us back to when you were a young player in the league. And
you mean the 80s?
It wasn't quite the 80s, Steve. Don't. He's a guest. Be nice.
Oh, I forgot we're friends.
But if you go back to when you were a young player, if you hit some adversity, you had some tough losses, or maybe an extended period where your team wasn't winning, whether it was in Buffalo or wherever you were, how does that affect you as a young guy, and how much tougher is it when you're just kind of getting started to shake that off?
Well, I think, you know, it, a lot of that, it's a good question and how you handle that as a player. And I think for me, I felt like I tried to learn from veteran players, you know, and I would sit beside them on the plane and go talk to them about things and try to expand my game and to be better. And I felt like sometimes if I was in a struggle mode, I would go back and just do basic things, stick handling to maybe my effort and practice could be better. So, you know, I really think in today's game, you do need to ask questions and try to get better. So, if I was somebody, I'd be, you know, I'd be talking to Patrick Kane and learning from him, or talking, sitting beside Duncan Keith, you know, even on a flight, go back and sit with him for an hour and talk about it and ask questions, because I think you can only learn and get better that way, and that's the way that's going to put you ahead of the rest of the competition, you know, on your team or in the league. So, you know, I think it's just a lot of it is basics and trying to get better every single day.
Justin, do you know Soup?
I've talked to him before, okay, but I don't know him personally. But right. Yeah, Soup. A question for you. When you see those stats, when you see Patrick Kane and Taves and even DeBrincat's numbers, and a lot of the criticism for this Hawks team and for their losing record is on the defense, is on the defenseman. As a defenseman, do you take that personally? Is it like other sports, like football, when the defense and the offense don't talk to each other? Do defensemen take it personally when it's not going their way?
Well, I think if you know, it's a tough question. If you know the game well, it takes five guys to play defense, and it plus a goalie.
Right.
So, you know, we look at it, and yeah, there are mistakes that are definitely on a defenseman at times, but, you know, coverage and stuff can be, and how Jeremy wants them to play could be different, and that could be, you know, in a forward case as well. So, you know, I look at some of the goals the other night, and you know, there's a 2-on-1, which, yeah, that can be, you know, could be or could not be a defenseman's fault, but then it's the next wave of attack that's coming as well. So, you know, I don't want to, like, me being a defenseman, I don't want to say, because I've been there before, where obviously we see a mistake by a defenseman, the whole rink can kind of see it, but when you see the mistakes done by a forward in the previous, nobody in the rink sees it. So it's definitely, it's just like in football. You see, oh, the cornerback, you know, the guy flew by him, but maybe it was a safety that was supposed to be on that
play, and
necessarily, and then nobody sees that, or maybe there's something else going on. So
yeah, I would just say too that watch away from the puck. It's one of the coolest things about hockey. Don't just watch the puck. Watch away from the puck. It really gives you insight in the game.
Sammy? They need one of those. You know how, like, you get an assist for scoring, and sometimes the assists are like too deep. They'll give two guys before. Like, they need an assist for blowing a defense. You know, like, oh no, point, this right. is who did right. this wrong first. Then this guy did this wrong second, and right. then. You know, the guy went past Soupy to go score a goal.
So, like,
you know?
A first mistake, a second mistake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole new stat line.
They don't do that,
yeah.
You know.
They were even talking about that the other night. Pat Foley was talking about it with Eddie, and, you know, plus minus and everything. So I'm not going to sit here and say that, hey, the defense, you know, have been perfect and everything's been great that way. But I just, you know, there's different things to it where it can be a team game, and that's why we always say it's a team game. But I think defensively, you know, you're breaking in a 19-year-old defenseman, and I feel like he's had a really good season so far. And I'm not saying, I'm just putting him as an example, but, you know, there's challenges that come with that. And then there's some other young defensemen that have come up, and you know, it's different partners for guys as well. I know Duncan Keith has played with a few different partners, and sometimes it's, you know, finding the right chemistry. And I felt like they've had that chemistry over the last couple months. You know, I know the Jersey game is fresh in everybody's mind, but they've been playing some pretty good hockey.
Yeah, they have.
Up until that game, and it's, guess what? It's one game, and hopefully, you know, they get on a run, because they're going to need to get on a run if they want any hope of making the playoffs. And you look at the standings, you know, usually it takes 95 points to get in the playoffs, and I truly believe that the eighth place team this year will not have 95 points. So it's going to be more like 90 maybe, if you look at it right now and the way it's trending. So
there's a shot. You know what you're saying? You're saying there's a chance.
Hey, until they say there's no more chances, then there's always a chance.
So. Yeah, and you got to have faith. That's why so the building's full every night. Denver Muir. Actual name of a listener. That's a cool name. Is that our coolest listener name?
That is the coolest listener name. They're from Melrose Park.
Would you like to ask a Blackhawks player a question? Is that their question?
Yes.
Oh. How much practicing did you do at your peak in 1 week, and how much of it was on your own?
When I was a kid, I guess I'm going to say this is.
Yeah, pick your answer.
Well, I think it's, well, when you get to the pros and everything, you're going 6-7 days a week, you know, hopefully sometimes you get a day off. When I was a kid, I think, and I go with the practices with young kids now, and it's like, okay, you only get an hour or so on the ice, maybe, you know, a couple times a week or an hour and a half. I think it's a lot of practicing. You know, I did a lot of tennis ball, shoot the tennis ball, playing some road hockey. There's different elements that you can practice when you're not on the ice, because it is harder to get ice time and be on it. It's one of those sports where it's not like a basketball where you can just go outside and there's usually basketball nets around. So I think, you know, playing sports and playing different sports is part of training to me. So I think get outside, don't be sitting around, I think, is the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, and if you want Soup to pick you up and skate daddy fast around the ice, he's willing to do that with all Hawks fans.
That's our promotion.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Promotion. All right.
Yeah.
It's a $5 donation to the Blackhawks charities. I'll do doesn't matter anybody. Don't right. Daddy skates everywhere.
And so. Let me tell you something. You get a fat guy in a Hawks jersey with Soup carrying him around, make your eyes water. I'm telling you, it's very emotional.
Daddy, don't you skate so fast. I'm my darling daddy.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Soup, you're the best, man. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me on again, Steve. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy. That's Brian Campbell.